Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
started to try to hit that note, but I figured I shouldn't. 605 on the West Coast, 905 Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? It's the Hip Hop Informer, that dude, TM. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. And it's going to be interesting tonight, coming to you live out of the A, where it's going down, the Hawks out there at Phillips Arena. Listen, if you're ever in town, hit us up. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, the Social Lab. Hey, before we go any, hey, listen, we got Money and Violence stars stopping past tonight. If you are not familiar, yeah, I don't know where the hell you've been. Listen, the second season is about to pop off, and they're stopping past tonight, Black hanging out already. Money and Violence. We also talking about how Donald has trumped the competition out there. He could be the next president. We doubted it.
No.
But it's looking more real every day. Listen, he's like, yo, he's killing the game. And we also going to talk about how New York City has partnered with Florida. Check it out now. To boycott Beyonce. I thought it was the police's duty to protect all. Now you can pick and choose. Hey, listen, I don't want to go down that road too far. It's the Social Lab. Let's go to Charlotte. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, Kizzy? Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on?
Hey, you gave us a little delay. What was that delay?
It had to be the phone. I am slow motion, though. We got an accident earlier today.
Let's go up the coast to the DMV. What up, St. James? Welcome to the show, brother.
Yo, what's good, B? So is it 80 degrees out there in Atlanta yet? Because it's almost March. I know y'all don't get no real winter. Y'all get like 2 weeks of 30 degrees. Everybody loses their mind, and then it's back to 65 on the regular.
Right, 70. Yeah.
Such a hater. Such
whatever, hater. Son. Yeah, I know. You know what's real, though. Stop fronting, B.
Yo, why the environments in which I dwell.
I'm saying, though, man. I'm up here in the Northeast, and I'm about to move further back home in New York. So, I quasi miss that environment. That's why. So, you know, don't judge me.
No judgment at all. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I am not going to keep a friend to this show waiting any longer. Listen, he is the boss, the mastermind behind the whole endeavor. Ladies and gentlemen, Money and Violence welcomes Black to the show. Welcome back, homie.
Yo, what's up? How's everybody out there? What up?
You're chilling,
hey,
man.
Doing well, man. Doing well. Money and Violence. Yo, the team, you and the team busy is all get out right now. So tell us what's going on. You know what? For those who aren't familiar, introduce yourself to the world and tell us what's popping with Money and Violence.
Yeah, my name's Black from Money and Violence, you know, a.k.a. Strike Diamonds. I ain't gonna lie, we working. It's a lot of sleepless days, man, and I gotta really give a shout out to the big homie Mo, you know what I mean, that actually built this platform, and man, the guy's a genius. That's all I can say. He's a genius, you know, and like I said, it's a lot of things to come. And I'm just let me just say, you don't hate me for whatever y'all about to see though, because it's gonna get ugly.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I believe it. A lot of stuff building up right now.
Yeah, a whole lot, man.
For people who aren't familiar with Money and Violence, can you give a little backdrop about the plot and how it came together for those who may not be all caught up like we are? Because we totally caught up.
Well, the plot came from basically, you know, if somebody's trying to, like, learn something, the only way that, you know, which is the creative Money and Violence was able to create this was a form of being able to find out, like, the knowledge of basically what plays a position in the cities. you know, which as far as pertaining as representing Brooklyn and all that, he had to basically write it this way to basically give a message. Because as you can see, in season one, there's a there's basically all the dudes that's on there that's actually miserable is the ones that ain't got a job. The only person that got a job throughout that whole joint is actually the character named Joe. He's the one that got the car, and he's the one that got the job, but he's not miserable. But all the guys is really running out there doing what they do, which is running in the streets and all that. They all miserable. So this is basically like a platform to like actually, you know what I mean, open people's eyes in a weird, twisted, weird form. But I guess if you read between the lines and you really observe real carefully, you'll see basically what it's like. Because it even teaches you on the everyday-to-day life on how it is out there and how basically these kids become who they become. For those who be trying to, like, imitate it, because it's not like, you know what I mean, street life is not nothing for you to sit back and glorify. You really get the real, you know what I mean, heavy feel of it, you know? Yeah,
it's definitely real. It's definitely real. Ladies and gentlemen, Black hanging out tonight with us from Money and Violence. If you are not familiar, listen, why don't you just go ahead and Google. It's YouTube. It's a multitude of episodes. But listen, once you watch one episode, you'll be stuck for the 20-something episode. We are all caught up. Look, Google it right now, Money and Violence. We're going to pause.
Better yet, if they ain't familiar with it, they need to go jump off a roof somewhere. That's what they need to do. Because they ain't been around.
Hey,
they
don't
know the ass from their elbow.
Jump off the roof.
Follow me on Instagram.
Haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it.
I play.
nation. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
9:15 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:15 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle. You know, you got to figure it out. Yo, tonight, yo, it's Money Monday, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's a social lab. We're talking about Donald Trump in the competition in NYC. And also we're talking about this Florida police supposedly boycotting Beyonce. And then on top of that, we got somebody from Money and Violence hanging out with us tonight. Good to have you on, sir. And, oh, before I go any further, yo, let's bring on that little lady from Itty Bitty Plant City. Hot, 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 hot chocolate. Welcome, lady. How you doing?
What's up, people? Happy Money Monday. Chocolate caliente está en la casita. Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
Yeah. You
know,
how long you been working on that? How long you been working on that?
Whatever.
Night working on that one?
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I used to be bilingual before I moved to Virginia. Watch your mouth.
That's some sister shirt crap.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Working on that.
Yo, okay. Hey, Black, don't be a hater all your life.
If Donald Trump becomes president, how is that going to change this country?
We all gonna die.
If we don't die, we will definitely be back in the field. And I already know I'm a darkie, so I'm gonna be back in the field, sure enough.
Oh, you
know what?
Is that a fair assessment for who he really is, and for what he's really done though? Are those fair comments?
I feel like it's a fair comment solely because his business track record has, I would say, more wins than losses in those categories, but the losses are major. And if you equate those losses to political strategies or political relationships
foreign
that
policy.
He has to have, yeah, foreign policy and relationships
horrible.
That he has to have with major superpowers, I don't think that he's gonna match up to the knowledge. And you know, I quite frankly don't trust his finger on that button or the
yeah.
red phone, whichever one.
For
it
me,
is.
Yeah, none of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's his mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree either. But I think that's going to be an issue whether Donald Trump's the president or Hillary Clinton is the president. You know, I think the gap is closing. You know, the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. But I would say this, though. This is one fact that a lot of people really don't understand. You know, when they try to talk about what President Obama has or has not done. And as we compare the past president as well as the future president to President Obama, there has been more African-American millionaires established, generated, created in the last 8 years under the president's administration than any other time in American history. Nobody can talk about what this president really hasn't done, because opportunity is one thing that was created since he's been in office. It's up to us, you know, to maximize the opportunity. We
Absolutely.
Have about 6 or 7 more months, America, specifically those in the African-American community. Listen, what makes a 106-year-old black woman do a jig in the White House? The fact that there's a black man and a black woman in it with her. Did y'all see that 106-year-old
yes.
lady today dancing at the
yes.
White House?
That was
wow.
She never thought
yes,
she'd see
that
in her lifetime.
Right. She
That's
says she...
Blessing.
Right, she was like, she never thought she'd see the day where she would
yep.
be in the White House.
The overarching...
With the black president.
Right.
With the black president. The overarching message here, folks, is get up off your ass and vote.
Yes.
Get up, get out, and vote. You don't have an opinion. You don't have a voice if you don't vote.
If you don't, exactly. Because some people feel like they're wasting a vote on, you know, candidates that they don't, that they agree with, but don't feel like they're going to win.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you hurt yourself more or hurt the community around you more by not participating. You have no room to speak.
Not participating at all. Yeah. You gotta,
right.
You have to let your voice be heard.
And you know what? And I'll say what I say to a lot of things. If you're going to complain about it but can't change it, you should keep your mouth closed.
Dude.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, man. But yo, real quick, let's. I mean, I hope I'm not breaking protocol, but I want to kind of switch gears back to Money and Violence real quick or whatever, since we got the brothers on or whatever. This new season. Well, first of all, Black, shout out your platforms and where people can get in contact with you, social media wise, and how they can follow you and reach out and show their support. Give us a little bit
Definitely.
Of that.
Definitely. You can follow me at SDiamonds1. On Instagram, and you can follow me on Twitter, BlackMNV1. And, yeah, I'm here. Holla at your boy.
Let me just tell you.
I'm a – not that my other co-hosts and, you know, cohorts are not real Money and Violence fans, but I'm a real Money and Violence fan, yo. And your character is a real grimy dude. Like, you know, for you to walk back into the hospital, you know, and try to show Rafe that type of love, you know, after you was, you know, kind of the mastermind of the whole heist to begin with. Like, you know, that took some big heavy ones there.
That sounds like some I want to know how much you know action right there.
Let's just say it had to go down, yo. It had to go down. It had to definitely go down. You should have never kicked me out the house.
Be like that sometimes. Whatever, yeah.
Okay.
It should never kick you out.
His character has been at the helm of a lot of griminess. And I can't say I don't like that in your character. I do. It shows a lot of depth in the way that you spread yourself around where the money is.
Word, right? Word.
That's crazy. Anybody ever told you like the Brooklyn version, the MC8, AWACS?
Stop it.
Oh, no.
You heard. Hey. That's the first person that came to mind when I saw you. I said, "Your dude remind me of MC8, son. AWACS, the OG calling all the shots." That's exactly the character.
Come on, boys in the hood.
Yeah, no, from Menace to Society. That was the first person that came to mind when I saw you guys. I said, "Yo, my man, just straight remind me of AWACS, dude. Straight up."
Hey, let's pause and welcome Yanni into the conversation. We appreciate Yanni. She always works with Hot Chocolate to book the whole team.
Yeah,
Money and Violence. Hey, welcome to the show, Mama. We appreciate you.
Hello.
What's goody?
Thank you once again for getting the cast with us. We really appreciate it. We know they go from, you know, from the Breakfast Club to TM Hyman Radio and everywhere in between. So, again, we really appreciate you working with us to get them on.
Schedules are so crazy. I apologize for last week also. It's just that I try so hard to get everybody rounded up, and it's sometimes it's difficult.
Oh, I know. I mean, Miz is in Atlanta doing the Tupac joint right now, right? Or is he back?
The biopic for Tupac, yeah. All I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, the cast is everywhere.
He's back now, but he'll probably be traveling again soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big thing popping for everybody.
No, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we support. We support. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you've not familiarize yourself with Money and Violence, just go ahead and start watching episode 1 tonight. I guarantee you won't go to sleep. It'll be a marathon. You'll be late to work tomorrow, but it'll be worth it. Money and Violence, listen, go ahead and check it out. We're going to pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? It ain't potent. Illuminati. High society, we in this party and nobody invited me. We going crazy, I always use my best sense. But it don't matter, cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxin', relaxin', shootin' some poolin', playin' some b-ball outside of the schoolin'. Girls with they top off outside of the poolin', whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. Just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. Parties at Richie is getting risky. Victoria's Secret show, they miss me. Voices in my head, I need choices in my bed. Ah! Get out my fucking head, it's just me and my bad bad. So you can say I'm on my Brad Pitt. Nah, back to the La Familia I'm aligned with. Before I betray them, I slip my wrist. At the top, it's just us, it's us. I don't really trust, and we made it through the hurricane, so celebrating like the Murray Jane, we gon' make it, that's on everything, truest girls get half naked, early spring, it's saying, hey Kanye, we need you to go deeper than Tayson J, cause my verses got pain, chocolate rain, so many lines you photograph, and it make on break, woo, on the radio, man, I miss myself, I need to just step back and kiss myself, baby, just step up and kiss the belt. A little lower, that's what's up, somebody pour her another cup. Is it too much to ask you keep your diamonds up? I swear until my time is up, my style sex in the shower.
Tonight, you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Palms rise to the universe as we moonshine and my lady. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would be someone right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of sunrise.
Boston and the general here up in the social lab. That is Rihanna and Kanye on that Diamonds remix. And congratulations to Rihanna. She has taken the place of Michael Jackson, I want to say, with 14 number ones on Billboard Hot 100. So, yeah, shout out to Rihanna. And that, yeah, with that work with her and Drake, giving them that work. Again, 9:30 here in Tampa Bay. And we are going to continue on with our special guest here from Money and Violence. We got Black on the line and Yanni. But up first, our boy, Save James. Save, you want your your sports?
NBA, Kobe's farewell tour hit Chicago last night with the loss, 126-115 to my Chicago Bulls. Kobe had 22 points and finished with the fourth highest points per game average in playing in the United Center, trailing only LeBron, AI, and Carmelo. Anthony Davis nets 59 points and 20 rebounds in a 111-106 win in Detroit, becomes the youngest player to hit that stat in the NBA ever. And LeBron was told suck it up by a fan sitting courtside in the game facing OKC, which they won handily, mind you, 115-92. Okay, now I'll say this much on the sidebar real quick about this whole thing. I'm glad that this is being put out on Front Street because everybody talks about how, you know, a lot of people try to deny the fact LeBron cries about everything. If, you know, he trips on his own shoelace, he's going to cry to the refs that somebody else did it. All right, so, you know, enough's enough already, dude. You're the big bad wolf on the court. Man up. Muscle up. Act like you got some cojones over there. So, anyway, going to NFL news real quick. I don't know how the Cowboys stay in the news when it's the off season, but they tend to
do it. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Really?
Stop.
Why is that, why I got to be my team? Really?
I'd like to know why, too. But this is an old good news. The ex-Cowboy running back, Joseph Randle, hit three people with a car and then broke through the front door of a house that he was asked to leave during a housewarming party in Wichita, Kansas. Dude got into an argument with somebody there and backed out of the driveway, hitting three people, and then just got a running start and banged through the front door. He's being held on a $100,000 bond for aggravated battery.
Running start, pun intended.
Hey, running start, hey, pun intended. You know what I'm saying? And I guess so. You know why? Because nobody formally pressed charges, because nobody got seriously hurt, so the state is pressing charges after the report went in. You know that they can do that. You know what I mean? So, and lastly, Peyton Manning's legacy is being held at bay right now because it could be some tarnished behavior that's going on there, because there's a looming sexual assault case being investigated stemming from his days at the University of Tennessee. So this, along with the alleged HGH, use that he's been quoted on the Al Jazeera report, is kind of piling up, dude. And if this, my motto with it, smoke, there's fire. And if this thing comes to the light, brother, you better take this second Super Bowl, take your ass and sit down somewhere, have a seat, and drink that Budweiser you talked about you was going to have after that Super Bowl, and enjoy the rest of your life. Because these aren't good-looking things. But have you noticed, being that this is Peyton Manning, that this isn't getting dragged through the mud on CNN,
not.
Fox News,
of course
C-SPAN,
not with the Golden
CNN
Boys.
2,
Golden
you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
So that's my sports report for tonight. And there's another echo.
What did you do to me? What
did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here. There's something in this liquor.
Everybody's comeback attempt.
Somebody's got to be talking on you.
Show
game, really.
Man. The show, yeah, probably. Show got to go on.
You know,
so,
that's
it's
how it works.
I already know that's how it goes. 9:37 in the p.m. Technical difficulties that we don't sweat. We got a poker face, man. We don't sweat over here.
Nope.
You hear me?
Nope.
It's how it goes. We get busy over here, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we still on with the Money and Violence crew right here. We still got Yanni, the PR specialist, and we got my man Black. We still talking about this Trump situation, how this dude is making numbers, how he's making waves out there. How crazy is that, man?
You cannot front on him. You can't front.
Yo, a reality TV star has a good chance to gain candidacy for the most powerful person in the world.
I think to call him a reality TV star is to downplay his swag. He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire reality TV star.
TV star, thank you.
If he gets elected, we're going to be the laughing stock of the UN.
I mean, that's a job, not a title.
I mean, true, but he's very well known for that, and I'm sure that's not going to be downplayed on the political front.
You think
they got to take that serious?
Tell me this: are people voting for him because he fired people on TV?
No, I think people are voting for him because they're falling into the blindside idea that for some reason he's going to be able to make all of the wealthier 1% that much more wealthy, and those that are on the brink of that 1% more wealthy, when in turn I think he's going to turn our economy upside down.
And I also think, real quick, before we get into the show, I also think that there's people dumb enough out there to believe that he's going to build a wall out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's expressing the sentiment of a lot of closet hatred that he's not scared to say on a public platform on the biggest stage of life.
It doesn't appear to be in the closet to me. I mean,
he's expressing what those are maybe too scared to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So they're going to get behind him. You dig what I'm saying? So they're going to get behind him and wave that flag as hard as they can. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too. And that's why he's making numbers, especially in states like South Carolina.
Black and Yanni, are you both residents of New York?
Yes.
We are. Uh-huh.
I mean, you're very familiar with Donald Trump. Black, you kind of shared some sentiments. I mean, and we're not asking you how you're voting, but if Donald Trump becomes president based on what you know, is that good or bad
for us?
I would believe that would be bad, because at the same token of time, his mission would not be to build up our community. And I believe that, you know, towards the end of the day, he has a different agenda. And I don't think his agenda is for whoever that's going to come up to win. I think a lot of things will be shut down.
Absolutely.
So at the same token of time, I would say it would be failure to a lot of upcoming businesses, and I think that it would just be automatic disaster if you really want to get technical.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump is for the progress of our people.
At all.
Right. Right.
Simply put.
I think that most of the people now who have power have had enough of Obama, and we had a good run, and now they want change, which are the Republicans. And they're going to put up the biggest fight.
Extreme change. They want extreme change.
Have a Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now it's tricky. You know, I honestly don't believe that Trump will make it to be president. But, I mean, if he does, we have a lot in store for us. You know, I think that Obama did so well. And I think that if we get Hillary, we will continue to do well and do better. But if we fail as a whole and end up with Trump, we're doomed.
I honestly think Bernie Sanders, aside from the rhetoric, would be a better choice than Hillary Clinton, only for African Americans, because
right.
And this is something that I didn't know until the campaign got into a little bit more of a serious swing with the larger states or the more influential states, that he was an intricate part of the civil rights movement in fighting for, you know, black voting rights and things of that nature in the 60s. I had no idea about that. And that's not something that was readily and openly shared when it was, publicly, when he was first announced as a candidate. And I think that that's something had a lot of our people been more privy to, that they may have and may still look at him more seriously as a candidate, as opposed to just voting for Hillary Clinton because of the Clinton name.
Yeah, has anyone seen the recent commercial? I saw it over the weekend. It was actually a topic on Meet the Press, where Hillary Clinton ran a commercial over the weekend targeting the African-American community, and she actually had pictures of pictures representing the recent devastating events in our community. There was pictures that included Trayvon Martin. There was a picture that included Sandra Bland. I mean, did anyone see that commercial over the weekend?
No. And I'm glad I did.
The topic on Meet the Press was really surrounding exactly what you just shared in reference to profiles. And the question was, was Hillary Clinton playing off of the tragedies in our community simply to get our vote? And they used the comparison of Bernie Sanders and the fact that historically he has done things to benefit the African-American community. And so I think the conversation is an important one, because what, was just shared, we have to pay attention to what's going on, and we have to do our due diligence. Because everything's not going to be publicized when it comes to what's going to benefit our community. We have to really, a lot of times mobilize and go out and get it, and a lot of times take it, right, in order to really get what you need. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have the privilege of having representation from Money and Violence hanging out here in the lab, Black and Yanni, representing again one of the most successful webisodes on the internet. Google it, Money and Violence, season 2, coming at you. Season 2. Did you all
add characters? Are there any new characters we can talk about?
Yeah, I don't remember all their names, but there is definitely some new characters. Definitely.
Okay, so answer me this. Hopefully there's no controversy behind the change and you can share why there is a new China. Is there a new China? Is that right? Because that's what's on the rumor mill.
There is a new China.
Okay.
And just politics, man. That's all I can say. It's just politics.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So certain things just had to actually take place, but you know.
And so it's hot chocolate. I'm thinking. I mean, Black. It's just like how Aunt Viv. You know, it was a different Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
Bird.
She
went upstairs and she never came back down.
Right.
Yeah.
Gonna be dark skin now.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So
she gonna come out dark skin now? And Viv turn light skin. Is China gonna turn dark skin now? Something like that.
Hey,
no, I think it's reversed.
I kind of like Daphne Maxwell Reed. I like Daphne Maxwell Reed.
I don't know. I mean, I don't dislike her, but I was used to the first
the original Aunt Viv.
Yeah,
she was more authentic to me.
Yeah, I related
to
her more than she was chocolate.
Always.
As residents also of NYC, and we just have the privilege of having you all hanging out tonight, you know, for this particular topic. But what the hell does the New York Police Department have the right to say who they're going to protect and who they're not going to protect? I mean, it's an all-out boycott against Beyonce.
I don't think that they have the right to. And unless I hear that from the commissioner of the police, I'm not gonna go on that. Like they can't do that.
You don't believe it. You just don't believe it. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I do not.
It's far fetched.
You know, the police are here to protect and serve. It doesn't say who.
That's what I'm thinking.
Protect and serve. You know?
Now see this is my question. Going back to the Grammy performance where Kendrick Lamar, you know, had the award-winning, you know, performance as far as representation of the Black Lives Matter movement, why is his statement any more different than Beyonce's statement, and why isn't anyone, you know, boycotting him?
Well, Black Panther. The whole demonstration based on what the message, you know, is. They thought she was real disrespectful with the Black Panther concept. Now, I didn't get any of that out of the performance personally. I just thought
it was
a performance.
I did. I pinned it early.
You know, what I'm saying is though, it wasn't any. It was a performance. It was creative. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I got
right.
out of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's expression.
I mean. But it was expression, and for them to assess it any other way, I think you start to get in trouble there. And just like Yanni, I just don't really buy that they have the right to say who they're going to protect. You know, I just don't buy it. Hey, it's 9:49. You are hanging out with the dopest internet radio show in the land. You're inside the Social Lab.
Bang, bang.
And we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. TM Hyman Radio.
In the world, Craig.
Take the bass line out. Here we go. Bam. Let it bump. From standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail. Nah, we all my with the rubber grip or shot. And if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. must not let outsiders violate our block. And my block is sick of the world and city 50-50. It's KTO and stay real.
Yo, bro, you gotta let it bump.
The crystal get 50-50. Flow infinitely like the memory
like that,
of my
yeah. Come on, bring the chorus in.
You know it's hell when I'm coming through. Like the time that y'all started and you're flying too. Cap, trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door, mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop, minus one shot. We need no G money, man, we all we got. From the soup to the big dudes, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man, I thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man, we young execs. My nigga Dame, my nigga Big, my nigga Ty, my nigga High, my nigga Gotti, we your body, all is right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never like it, my girl. That's how we run, when you ain't around, spank your son. Keep him in line, if you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my nigga.
Number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk.
9:51 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Harmon Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General, as well as our special guest, Black from Money and Violence, and Yanni, PR
what up, what
extraordinaire.
Up?
Black, drop your Instagram information, Twitter, whatever, however we can get you, however we can follow you. Hit them up.
All right, follow me at BlackMNV1 on Twitter, SDiamonds1 on Instagram. All right, yo, send me a shout-out, man. We here.
Yep, and check Season 2, Money and Violence. It is on Tidal, Cloud9TV.net, as well as YouTube. Now, the dates are different. It's coming out on Tidal first. So those of you that got your Tidal subscriptions, you're going to be in the know before everybody else, but don't fret. Because you do have two other outlets where you can catch it and watch it, Money and Violence, Season 2.
All right.
Hey,
yeah, I just hit
shout out to T.I. T.I. is doing a concert live, title concert live tonight. So shout out to that whole Grand Hustle crew right here in the A. What up, T.I.?
Absolutely. My favorite guy.
Yes.
I'm from New York. I know people probably be like, what? But yes, T.I. is one of my favorite rappers. He's actually my favorite.
That's worth the commentary. I can't
absolutely
for that. If they know the catalog, you know what I'm saying? He got a solid catalog.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm about to see how heavy.
Yeah.
Grand Hustle, baby.
Well, I mean,
and if you guys have been paying attention,
the new record.
You'll see a lot of
new record today. 10th.
If you guys have been paying attention to the new season, you'll see a lot of Aku in season.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to Aku Clover.
Yes. I peeped that on the first episode. Miz had the Aku join on. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
see
a lot of
Aku. And shout out to all of our designers. We have so many who, you know, give us stuff and sponsor us. We got Viva La Brooklyn, Hot Bread Boy. A few different other people, too. GBC, The Crate. A lot of people in the last year have, you know, sponsored us and did a lot of different things for us, and we truly appreciate it. We appreciate every show, every interview, every opportunity we have to promote and, you know, just show love.
Hey, it's worth supporting. So we appreciate the creativity and the risk. Because, I mean, what people don't really understand is way before the publicity, way before the radio shows, you know, is this thing called sweat equity. And a whole lot of sweat equity goes in that people don't recognize. And you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So shout out to your whole crew and the risk takers and all that sweat equity put in for what we see today. Hey, much love. Hey, we're looking forward to talking to the rest of the crew when they are available. Thanks again.
No problem.
Definitely.
Hopefully we'll be seeing you soon. We're going to try to work something out.
Definitely.
Oh, that'd be dope. I would like to make that happen.
Yeah, Yanni, we'll talk
Let's
about
it.
That behind the scenes soon.
Hmm.
Hey, Hey, it's 9:55 a.m. here in Atlanta, 6:55 in Los Angeles, California. Hey, you can try to get it in before we get out of here, 917-889-3926. Hey, we're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m., where our topic on Wednesday is the legacy of prison, the legacy of prison. The whole concept of like father, like son, the whole concept. Listen, we got to pay attention to what's happening. The reality is there is statistics that show that if your parent is incarcerated, it's a high probability that you may be incarcerated as well. Because just like there's a legacy of wealth, a lot of times there's a legacy of crime. We got to pay attention. We got to break the cycles. What gets focused on gets done. Like father, like son. Listen, we can't feed into the stereotypes that's painted about us. We can't perpetuate them. I know a young district attorney right here in DeKalb County. He's African-American. He had a father that was a lawyer. His father was an educator. That was a legacy of service. We have got to pay attention and break the cycles for all of this stuff that's been set up to hold us back. If Donald Trump becomes president, listen, it's taken us back 50 years. You heard that from people who are familiar. Do your research. Why would you want a president that has filed bankruptcy so many times? He's known as the bankruptcy king. Why would we want a president that's a bankruptcy king? Do you even understand or know that? Listen, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. We like to have fun. We wild out. But we do this to educate and to bring awareness. You know what I'm saying? And when people stop past that's doing real things, it helps to further advance what we're trying to do here. Pay attention. This is what I'm going to say, and I'm done for the night. Rock the vote. Get up off your ass and rock the vote. If you don't vote this election, your voice doesn't matter. We don't want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Talk to you on Wednesday.
Well, like Madam Boston says, since she's MIA, whatever you do, do it well. Babe.
Yo, let's not forget, we was kind of gung-ho for this Clinton chick. During her husband's presidency, the most black men was incarcerated, like, in history.
Mm.
When they had those new crack rules that came down, cats was getting 30 years for one rock.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yo, lest we forget. So let's do our, like you said, do your research, and know who you're dealing with.
Yep, we are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab, Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate Save James, the General TM Hyman, Didi Toya, Nokio, Big Coop. Thank you again to our Money and Violence family. Again, y'all are welcome.
Bird.
Anytime, and y'all get out there and support that Money
Definitely.
And Violence
love
season
love.
Two.
Love y'all too.
Word.
Appreciate you, homie.
Liquor shot.
What's up?
I'm in the cafe, my ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Happy birthday, she's
driving me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. If I go like me, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the knife. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and Ellen, I'm wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I'll be working.